Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Thank you all for joining us, and also for those who are joining us on iChurch in English and in Spanish. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully, we will share with you something that will be of value to you. The message that I'm going to preach today, I have preached before. But it is a message that the Spirit of God keeps adding to it, unfolding revelations to it, because it is a message that is critical to the church and the coming of Yeshua. So, as I talk today, don't get it in your mind that you already know this, but see if there is something that you can gain from it. I know we all have a long weekend coming, and you can hardly get out because you want to do your cooking. Well, give me an opportunity to cook up something here. Amen. And this is my job to cook today. Amen. You can cook tomorrow. I'm going to read to you from the book of Yohanan, the 4th chapter. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Well, let's start with the 6th verse. Yeshua said unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yeshua said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now had is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Yeshua said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudi. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Yahweh, a God, is spirit. I know it says a spirit, but let's leave the A out. For Yahweh God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How many times have you all heard this scripture read and had this preached to you? Most of the time it was involved just about the woman, and maybe her salvation. But why did Yeshua choose this woman? Since there is no such thing as coincidence in the Hebrew, then there was a purpose for him to choose this woman at this time. First, let's discuss the woman and what her situation was. Because I think we have missed the true meaning of what is being communicated here by Yeshua. Because most of the time we only look at the surface of this and never allow the Holy Spirit to pull out from this the true meaning. Because we know he chose this woman. And we know that when he came to this well, he sat on the side of the well, but he sent his apostles away. He prepared the stage to talk to this woman. If they had been there, they would have interfered. And I'll tell you why. Because this woman was of mixed race. This woman was a product of the Yehudim, who had been left in the land after Jerusalem had been defeated. And other races was brought into the land, which was normal for Nabuha and all the other conquerors to do. They would take out all of the intelligent folks, the folks who had something on the ball. And they would leave the poorest and the most unlearned people in the land. And then they would bring in from all the other nations that they had conquered, poor folks. And so these people mixed together. And that is why you have this kind of name, the Samaritan. So she was of mixed race. And she was a woman. Today we are trying to get over the fact that women are lesser than men. I mean, that is the common thread through all civilization, is women are less than men. Women do not have the same status as men. And so here, even in Jerusalem, when at the temple, women could not worship with men. They had a side area called the women's court. But they could not approach God like men did. And so this woman had, first of all, she had the idea that she was a mixed race woman. And the Yehudim looked down on her because she was not pure. Next of all, this woman had been discriminated against all her life. Certain people wouldn't talk to her. When his disciples came to the well and found him talking to this woman, they marveled. But the Bible said they didn't say anything. But they were wondering, what he doing talking to a Samaritan, and especially a woman? A Samaritan was a non-person in the Yehudim sight. This woman, being a Samaritan and being a woman, had no rights at all. This woman and all of her family and all the life that she had lived was a victim of discrimination. You know, I can identify with this woman. Being an African American and being looked down on because of my race. Now, this is not a racial hate speech. I'm trying to show you why this woman was chosen by Yeshua. If you don't delve into some unspeakable issues, you'll never know what God is trying to do. I know what it means to be discriminated against. And I know what it means. I know what it does to you. I know what it does to you. And I know it can cause you to have different complexes. A feeling of being unworthy, or whether or not you are worthy. And so Yahweh wanted to speak to this issue that this woman had. So this woman had nothing going for her except her beauty. You say, how do you know she was beautiful? Anytime you can get six husbands, you got to be beautiful. Because the reality is that getting one husband is tough. And even in Jerusalem, where you got, where it's really not, it's looked down on, a woman looked down on if she got that many, have had that many relationships. So she had one thing going for her, and that was her beauty. And whether you were a Yehudim or a Samaritan, she could seduce you. You say, oh, that's a bad woman. No. When people suffer from lack of self-worth, they use what they got to kind of bolster themselves and feel worthy. So when she seduced a man, she felt worthy. Look at me now. They've been looking down on me. Look at them now. Sometimes we wonder about, do y'all want to talk about this? Y'all. Sometimes we wonder about how destructive young minority males are in their community, whether they be African-American or sometimes whether they be Hispanic and gangs and stuff. When people feel they have nothing, they resort to anything that'll make them feel like something. And that was this woman. And so Yeshua planned this trip. In fact, in the fourth verse, it said he must need go through Samaria. In fact, the Hebrew said that he was set to go through Samaria. He had something he needed to deal with in regards to this. And so this woman and Yeshua, the last part of their discussion was, we worship in this mountain, but you say we should worship in Jerusalem. And Yeshua's response to her, woman, you don't really know what you're worshiping up there in the mountain. Now, they thought they were worshiping God. And if you don't know anything about the history of the Hebrew nation, then you would not understand what the woman was talking about. When the Hebrew nation split into two groups, the northern tribe and the southern tribe, Rehoboam, who had the 10 northern tribes, said to himself, well, if they go up to Jerusalem every year to worship, or twice a year to worship, they're going to turn to the God of Rehoboam. So I got it back. Jeroboam is the one that had the northern tribe. And so he said that Jeroboam said they're going to turn to Rehoboam. And so he set up a golden calf in the mountains. And this is where the Samaritans went. They could not go to Jerusalem because they were Samaritans. Now, it didn't begin like that, but as the nation had been destroyed and Samaria became this mixed race of people, they were not allowed to worship God, Yahweh, in Jerusalem. And so when this conversation, this woman ended her conversation about worship, Yeshua said this to her, the 21st verse. And Yeshua said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not. What? You know not. What? We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudi. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Yahweh is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He reveals something to this woman that had not been revealed before. And if I would sort of put it in words that you can understand, he said to her, God is non-racial. You didn't get that, did you? He was answering her about where to worship and who to worship God, but he said to her, the true worshipers, the amen worshipers, the worshipers that worship him from a solid foundation is going to worship him in spirit and in emet, and that's what the Hebrew says, which is the words that come out of Yahweh's mouth. For Yahweh is spirit. And so he said to her, God is non-racial. You can forget this race stuff when it comes to God. Are y'all getting it? He had tried to talk to people before in regards to this racial thing. And he had done that in Luke, the 10th chapter. Let's look at that, Luke, the 10th chapter. Now you might feel like, oh, where's he going? But if you'll stay with me, you will find that I am totally in the Bible and what Yeshua was trying to explain. So here in the 10th chapter of Luke, he was talking to some folks, and he was telling them how they should treat their neighbor as themselves. And so one smart aleck in the audience, wanting to, Bible said, to justify himself. See, a lot of people like to justify racism. He got the picture when Yeshua said you ought to treat your neighbor like yourself. He knew Yeshua was talking about treating everybody properly. So he said, who is my neighbor? And Yeshua gave him this scenario. He said, there was a Yehudi who went down from Jerusalem, and he fell among thieves, and they beat him half to death. That's what he said. Until he almost died, almost dead. And a priest of the Yehudim religion came by and saw him lying thus and went to the other side and kept on going. Then a Levite who worked in the temple came by and saw him thus and crossed over and kept on going. You understand what he's trying to say? But then a Samaritan came by. And I'm not going to read it for you because I won't let you out a little early. A Samaritan came by who was hated by the man who was laying there half dead. And the Samaritan went to him, bound up his wound, poured in oil, took him to the inn, bought him a room, and said to the innkeeper, take care of him. And gave the innkeeper some money and said, if it costs more, when I come back, I'll pay it. And Yeshua said then, who was this man's neighbor? And so normally you would use the word plesion in the Greek, which means somebody close to you, somebody around you. But the correct word, which is used in Roman, is heteron. Or you might pronounce it heteron, which means another that's not like you. So he says, who was this man's neighbor? And the guy said, the smart aleck guy says, it had to be the man that helped him. And Yeshua said, go your way and do the same thing. Don't look at the race of a person. You treat people with love and respect, regardless. So what Yahweh was doing here is speaking not only to those people, But to the entire world that is to come, that God is non-racial. God is not white. God is not black. God is not brown. God is spirit. God is spirit. And some of you who are suffering from these anxieties about being black, you're suffering from some of this worthlessness because of your status. And Yeshua said, I didn't come to necessarily change that as it relates to the world, but I came to change it as it relates to the kingdom of God. That's what I'm interested in, the kingdom of God. And I want everybody to know that I'm not white. You can paint all the pictures you want to. You could even make him black. You know, you've got some black folks who are the, they call themselves the black Jews. And they want to paint everybody black. God said, I'm non-racial. I don't care what your race is, you know, you can be saved. And I'm going to tell you something. That's something very, very powerful about that. Look at Romans 8. I'm speeding along now. I'm not even halfway done. I didn't want to do this, but the Holy Spirit says I had to. Because this message takes a few Bible classes to explore. 19th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans. For the earnest expectation, apo kara dokeo, apo meaning from, kara meaning the head, dokeo meaning look. And so here's the idea. Someone with outstretched neck, straining and looking for something. Earnest expectation. Something's supposed to be here. Something's supposed to be coming. It's not here yet. Where is it? For the honest expectation of the creature, creation, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. Manifestation, apocalypse, covering, the revealing of the sons of Yahweh. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing. That's the creation. It was not made subject to vanity willingly. But when Adam sinned, then the whole earth was cursed. But by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage, from the corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of Yahweh, or the sons and daughters of Yahweh. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. So he said, the whole creation with outstretched neck, know that they have deliverance coming and that it should be here already. But they are looking, straining to see it coming. Alert! Breaking news. No race of people on the face of the earth today shall appear in heaven. Let that sink in. No race of people in the world today will appear in heaven. Now, let's find out why that is. 2 Corinthians 5. Yahweh is using me to preach this message because the greatest hindrance to Yeshua coming and the church forming is racism, where everybody is looking at themselves as a certain race. The greatest enemy of the kingdom of Yahweh is racism. Because everybody this Sunday morning is sitting in their own little tabernacles. And every race of people got their own little tabernacle that they're sitting in. Forgetting that God is non-racial and no race of people will ever appear in glory. Maybe this message is not for you people. Maybe you already know that. It might be for the people online, on TV. There's somebody who wants this message, who needs this message. So the greatest hindrance, now watch this. 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man, somebody say woman, be in Mashiach, he or she is a what? New creation. Ketesis. Ketesis talks about in the Greek a creative act. This is not a theory. This is an actual spiritual fact. Any man, any woman, be in Mashiach Yeshua, they are a what? New creature or a new ketesis, a new creation. Now watch this. Old thing have passed away. And behold, all things have what? Become new. For their genus, a genos wouldn't be the word. They have been, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. All things have become new. And all things are of Yahweh. There's no more my race, your race. It's all about God. And now I'll show you how in a minute. It's all about God. It's all about Yahweh, who has reconciled us to himself in, take the by out of the way, in Yeshua Mashiach, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. The word new, kainos, is not new in time, but new in form and in quality. Believers must come to the point where they believe in the reliability of God's word. See, we want to make them metaphors, right? We want to make it something that is not actually real when you hear this. But this is a reality. Now, let's turn to Yohanan. This I can say about. You see, when you spend as many years as I have studying God's word, day in, day out, night and day, you don't have any agenda that you're working on, the Holy Spirit can begin to bring to life what is written. Now, I want you to look at Yohanan. And I want you to look at the 11th verse. And you know the first verse in the beginning was the word. I know it says the word was with God, but really the correct reading should have been, and the word was not lesser or greater than God. The word was God. The word was not greater or lesser than God. But let's get down here to 11 verse. He came unto his own. He came to his own race of people. And his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to those that believe in his name. Now, I want you to notice something. To them that receive him, and that goes for you too. Anyone that receives him have absolute power and right, and it says here, to become. Well, the Greek word for become is prepo. To become fit. But the word used here, if you want to go to the Greek and read it, the word used here is genesis. Genesis means birthed into the lineage. So let me read it for you like it should go. And as many as received him, to them gave he absolute authority and right to be birthed into the lineage of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. And this implies a new race. Remember 2 Corinthians, all things are what? Here, Yohanan says, into the lineage, into a new race of people who are called the sons and daughters of Yahweh. They are not called black. They are not called white. They are not called brown. They are called the sons and daughters of Yahweh. God will not take a race of folks identifying as a race into his kingdom, into heaven. He births them again into a new man, a new woman, who now are not called by a racial situation, but they are, it's a race implied, because they are the family. They are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. And nobody can stop it. Nobody can stop this. You have, when you receive him, you receive absolute power and authority to be birthed into the lineage of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Somebody asked you, who are you? What race are you? I am a son or daughter of Yahweh. That's my race. That's my genos. That's where I come from. And now you watch this. Born into the lineage of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. They were born, look at this, which was born, 13 verse, not of blood. You see the distinction he's making? He's going through this human thing that you went through. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. You get it? This birth is an absolute fact. But it's not a birth that comes from blood, that comes from the will of the flesh, or from the will of men and women. But it is an absolute birth. And because they have been birthed into the lineage, they are a new creature, a new race of humans. And they are called the sons and daughters of Yahweh. That's the geraton, the family. They are the part of the family. And because they're the sons and daughters of Yahweh, and because folk like to call you by some kind of name, you know what we do on Sunday? We want to know your name. Tell me your name. I mean, that's okay. But then if they are a new creation, then they need a what? They need a name. Ephesians 3:14. And Shaul would say, 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Yahushua Mashiach, of whom the whole, what does whole mean? All of the family is what? Is what? Y'all was like you're scared to say that. Of whom all of the family is what? Name. What is your name? Yeshua. I am a son or daughter of Yahweh, and my name, my lineage, comes from Yeshua. You don't hear this preach, but I'm going to tell you something. You absolutely will in the future. Amen. You absolutely will. Because the only way that the creation can be delivered is that this message must come across. Because what's blocking God from coming right now is racism. Look at Galatians 3:26. I'm gonna finish this. It won't be long. Beloved, the loved one, ye are all the children of who? Yahweh. In faith in Mashiach. For as many who have been baptized into Mashiach have put on Mashiach. There is neither Yehudim, here's Jew, nor Greek, nor there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Mashiach Yeshua. And if you be Mashiach's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. Now last but not least, and I'm going to let you go, Colossians 3:10. And if you don't want this, it's all right. I'm not called to force you to receive anything. I'm called to preach. Tenth verse. I want you to see how emphatic this is. And have put on the what? The new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now he's renewed in knowledge. He understands things like he that created him understands things. Where there is neither what? See, before it says Yehudim or Greek. Now it says Greek. Not Jew or Yehudim, it just flipped it. Circumcision, nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, born not free, but Mashiach is all in all. Yeshua has consumed all of them into his family. And we are a new species, a new genus. And I could prove that to you, but I don't have time. We need to get this concept. That when I look at another person in the body, I'm not looking at a race. I'm looking at a son or a daughter of Yahweh in Mashiach Yeshua. And I'm looking at a family member. You hear what I said? I'm looking at a family member. My brother or my sister, because we all got the same name, Yeshua. See, this is, you know, I'm teaching this now, but I've been called an apostle to do this. But this is not the end. There will be others that will come here because Yeshua cannot come. The church cannot be formed. The body cannot be gathered in this earth until we all understand this, that we all one. There is no ethnic group in heaven. The only ethnic group in heaven is the Yeshuas. So God, Yeshua didn't try to change the racism of his time because that was not the reason he was sent. He was sent to differentiate between what is the world's way and what would be his way. That's all he came for. He didn't come to make you free from racism in the world, except those who receive him. They are all one. And there ain't no dogs in heaven. You see, people who have wrote their race in heaven also want to take their dog with them. Y'all haven't heard that yet, have you? Oh, yeah, they want to take their dog. Their dog will be right there with them. See, when you started this stuff from a fleshly manner, this is what you get. But when you look at this from God's perspective, Yahweh is spirit. Somebody's, well, who is Yahweh? Spirit. What color is Yahweh? None. He's not even watercolor. He's God. And if he was a color, you'd see him all over the wall. Because he's here right now. You can't smell him. You can't see him because he's spirit. And they that worship him, they worship him in spirit and in truth, in the word. And the believer must come to the point where they believe in the reliability of the word and believe it as it said and not try to relate it to what's going on in the world, how worldly folks are doing things. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the blessed name of Yeshua. We thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you that you have given hope to those who have been downtrodden. You have given them hope to know that when they get to glory, or when they are come into the kingdom, there is no discrimination, because there is no race of people in the kingdom. There's only the sons and daughters of Yahweh, those who are called by the name of Yeshua. Father, we thank you. That is the hope that I have, that I won't have to deal with this in heaven. I won't have to deal with this in the church. For you have delivered us from the bondage of the world. And we thank you for it. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. I want to open the doors to church doors to anyone here today. Yahweh has, the Spirit of God has dealt with your heart to let you know this is what you want to be. This is where you want to be. This is how you want to be. And so the door is open to you today. I'm asking you, if you want to be saved, you want to be in the kingdom, to raise your hand right now. And I will pray with you. You're here today and you say, I want to be saved, Apostle. I want to be in the kingdom. Raise your hand. I'll pray for you. There might be some backslider here today that says, you know, I walked away from God, but I want to come back home. I want to again be called the daughter or the son of Yahweh. If you're here today, raise your hands and I'll pray with you. And Father Yahweh, if there was someone here today that needed you, whether it was to come back to you or whether it was to initially come to you, I ask that you would just keep ministering to their heart. That one day they would be joined into the body of the sons and daughters of Yahweh. And I thank you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, Amen. So right now we're going to receive our offering. And I'm going to ask everybody to give a little bit more.